What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 163. Today's topic is this: listening to those that matter. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So there is so much input nowadays. You get input from absolutely everywhere. On social media, on the Facebook, on the Gram, everybody shares their opinion about everything. And with as out there as we all are with our lives, myself included, people drop their opinion quite a bit. Now, I'll have you consider that this can be a beneficial thing. Like getting an opinion back, getting the ideas of someone else, particularly on things that are going on in your life, can be a massive benefit. It allows you to look at things from a completely different perspective. And humans, in general, are pretty damn smart. I mean, we all have met folks that are not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Those are the rare exception. But the majority of people, a person is smart. A herd of people all together under one idea can be kind of a dangerous thing and not always the best. If you take a look throughout human history, you can see plenty of examples of this. I won't rattle on about it. But you get the idea. But whose opinion actually really matters? I have you consider that actually taking a step back and looking at the few people in your life whose opinion matters about what you're doing, how you're living your life, what you're saying, and how you're saying it is really all you need to focus on. And I'm going to give you a list of those folks, okay? Pretty simple list, pretty straightforward. Number one is your parents. Now, whether you have a good relationship with your parents or not, notwithstanding, they brought you into this world. You can agree on that. Whether you like your dad, like your mom, or don't like them for whatever they did to you in your childhood, they still brought you into this world. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with their opinion. But the fact that they brought you into this world, that does give them the opportunity to lend an ear on exactly what's what with your life. So your parents are number one. Number two, your kids. For the same reason, you brought them into this world. That is a connection that you can't have with any other being on this planet. You made that being. So if your kids are echoing back to you that, hey, dad, you're being a jerk. Hey, dad, why are you so angry? Hey, dad, why are you wearing that? You know, maybe you should listen. Again, doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but at least give a listen on that, because that is valuable insight that you will not get anywhere else. Next set of people, people that you pay. So people that you pay for any kind of service. So give you an example. Let's say, one time had a plumber come out to the house. There was a toilet that was just constantly running, right? Does this ever happen to you? Where this toilet was constantly running, and so it would run, and when the house would be quiet and they're in the middle of the night, I would just hear this like constant flow of water that's going as the tank was filling up until finally it would seal off, and then it would open again, and then it would start filling up again, that back tank portion. If you've never taken the back off a toilet, you need to. It's actually pretty interesting how it works. It's not very complicated mechanically, but apparently it was for me, because I could not fix the toilet. No matter what I did, I like adjusted the position of the floater. I like tried to change where the water level was, all these things, but I couldn't get it to stop running. So I had to call a plumber, and plumber came out, and it was amazing. The guy literally, like, he just pulled this ninja move. He like made one little twist, and that cost me $90, and that was it. Problem was solved. So while I had him there, you know, I asked him the question. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I did this. You know, what was I doing wrong? And he's like, well, you just had to do this instead. Now, then I learned. But because I was paying this man for his time and his expertise, that echoed back to me what I was doing wrong. So add that to your list of folks. People that you pay, take a listen to their opinion. Again, you don't have to agree. but take a listen. The final person, final group of people that I'll have you consider is the people that pay you. Now, I'm a physician that works in the hospital. I take care of folks in the hospital, intensive care unit, so forth and so on. But I also have my private practice as well, that I have the distinct opportunity to work with very few folks and make an impact in the lives of them and their family. And I went to go work out this morning, and I ran into one of these gentlemen. I take care of him and his entire family. And if you're listening to this, buddy, thank you, because you were the inspiration for today's podcast. And it was something, you know, I was talking to him. We just, you know, talked a little bit about health stuff and everything, a little bit about his family and all. And then we started talking about business and marketing and so forth and so on, and just some marketing ideas. And moreover, what it echoed back to me was, you know, that this man has this vested interest in me and in my practice as a business being successful. Why? Because there's a relationship there where I'm taking care of him and his family, and that there's, you know, genuine trust and caring back. And that's really the beautiful part about business. And when I say business, I mean business between person to person. Yes, certainly there's big companies that maybe, I don't know, maybe there's companies that actually truly care about the people that they serve. I hope that there are. I'll venture to say they're few and far between, you know. But particularly like small mom and pop businesses where you actually get to take care of people and know that person, have a personal relationship with those folks that you are providing that service to. And that leaves everybody else. So everybody else that is not on that list. So your parents, your kids, the people you pay, the people will pay you. The only other person you listen to, and the number one of all of that, is yourself. That's it. So you may say, okay, Doc, that sounds great. What about everybody else? Everybody else, it doesn't matter. People will mock you. People will cut you down. People will agree with you. People will build you up, but not always necessarily with the intent of for good. That the moment that you say something they disagree with, then they will nix you. You know, it's these are all parts of being human, and not because people are bad, and that's not that case at all. Moreover, at some point, if you live in the public eye, if you live with transparency in social media, not one of these folks that filters everything and everything's this awesome Instagram life that, you know, you're stepping into, you know, stepping out of a rented Bentley and, you know, into your rented mansion, you know, with your cubic zirconia on. You know, for folks that are actually, you know, living true out there in social media, you're going to rub somebody the wrong way at some point or another. And it has less to do about you and more to do about something that is echoing back from them that is in their life. And I'll have you consider that that's the reason why a lot of the comments that you might get back, you don't necessarily need to pay attention to. Ask yourself that question. Where in your life? Maybe it's in social media. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's with, you know, coworkers, friends, distant family members, whatever it is, where you're taking in the opinions of folks that may not be of service to you. And instead, you need to go back to that list of folks that I mentioned and pay attention to that list instead. And the second part to that is this. What about yourself? When's the last time you really had a conversation with yourself about what you want and what you're willing to do to get it? And are you willing to actually take action on your own advice? That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. So, speaking of social media and all that, come follow me, won't you? I'm on Facebook at David Boyd, Instagram at David Boyd MD, And if you have not yet heard about Blind Spot, it's something else. It is turning the medical world onto its head and into your hand. So I will speak more about Blind Spot in another podcast. But if you tune over to social media, follow me there. I will speak more about it. So what I got for you today, guys, remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. See you then.